This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we have demonstrated the first two things involved in doing a 3C biographical study of the life of Agabus, collecting information about his life and correlating it into an outline. Now let's crystallize what we've learned in studying his life by developing some personal applications. The first is that we need to recognize all of us receive one or more spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit when we become Christians. This information was not found in the portion studied in Acts 11 and 21, but we made mention of this fact based on other scriptures. What we did find was that we are required by God to exercise whatever gift we have been given when prompted by the Holy Spirit. Faithful obedience is what God desires of us. We also discovered that we are to faithfully exercise whatever gift or gifts God has given when prompted by the Holy Spirit and then leave the results with God. Someone has put this application principle this way: God is fully responsible for the outcome of our obedience. Sometimes we try helping God by trying to strong-arm those we encouraged. Usually when doing this, we actually find that we get in the way of how God wants to bring about an outcome. God is never in a hurry, nor does He force someone against their will. After years of praying for me, my mom was ready to give up. God impressed upon her heart this truth: your job is to pray, mine is to answer prayer. You be faithful in your part, don't worry about my part. I'll take care of that. Within weeks, he did, and my life's never been the same since.